Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is a security test from Zscaler that found some autonomous AI agents can be tricked by indirect prompt injection attacks. That's hidden instructions planted in web content designed to manipulate an agent's behavior without the user knowing. In tests across 26 large language models, Zscaler reported that 4 models were vulnerable, including Llama 3 37 billion Instruct and Gemini 2.5 Pro.
But here's where it gets interesting. A consultant quoted in the article pushes back on the findings. He says these results are just a snapshot in time. An agent's behavior constantly changes as it processes new data, so a model that fails a test might pass the same test an hour later. He also argues that a simple safe or vulnerable classification is too simplistic for real enterprise security planning. The real takeaway is that point-in-time testing doesn't tell you much about how an agent will behave tomorrow. One number to know today is 466 million. That's how many lines of government code Alberta scanned for security vulnerabilities in just 20 hours using Claude Code, Anthropic's tool for analyzing and generating code. The team estimates that same review would have taken about 6.5 years with traditional methods.
Starting the feed with that Alberta story, Anthropic announced the provincial government used around 50 Claude agents to autonomously scan its systems, which hold sensitive data like tax records and procurement information. The agents didn't just find issues, they often generated fixes, wrote tests, and in some cases rebuilt outdated applications in as little as 4 to 5 days. The government has published technical white papers as a blueprint for other agencies dealing with similar legacy system and security challenges.
Next, an InfoWorld article argues that securing agentic AI requires a shift from API-based controls to runtime micro-segmentation. Because agents make probabilistic decisions, you can't predict and pre-approve every action at a gateway. The piece suggests using kernel-level tools like eBPF. That's a technology that lets you monitor and enforce policies on running processes in real time to constrain what an agent can read, write, and execute while it's actually running.
The Financial Times reports on the punishing financial costs for companies like OpenAI and Anthropic to stay at the frontier of AI model development. The analysis suggests the penalties for falling behind could be even worse, creating a difficult path toward potential public offerings. From CIO Dive, a Gartner forecast says agentic AI could disrupt $234 billion in traditional software as a service spending, because as agents take over tasks, they reduce reliance on legacy user interfaces and dashboards, which could upend existing software pricing models.
Cloudflare is updating its approach to AI web crawlers. The Decoder reports the company is replacing a blanket block with granular controls, letting site owners manage search, training, and agent bots separately. Starting in mid-September, training and agent bots will be blocked by default on ad-supported pages. And Meta is claiming its upcoming large language model matches the performance of OpenAI's GPT 5.5, though specifics on release or capabilities weren't detailed. One thing to try is a Reddit post from the AI agents community about making reactive agents proactive. The poster got tired of being the scheduler, memory, and trigger for their agents and built a simple SDK to handle it.
The idea is a function called proactive that wraps your existing agent in one line of code. It makes the agent run itself on a schedule it sets based on activity. If the agent is busy, it checks again in minutes. If quiet, it sleeps until tomorrow. It keeps track of goals across sessions so it doesn't redo work, and it avoids double sending messages. It's a community-shared trick for moving from a manually prompted agent to one that can manage its own follow-ups.
That's Compact Conversations for Tuesday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.